For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning. So I know you hear these cliches all the time, but again, I pre-tape, so it forces me to look at the calendar ahead of time. And, you know, I just want to say March, month of March, hold still. It's just like going so fast for me, and I love this month. I love the weather change. I love the time change. I love that it's the month that kicks off spring. And I just want to say, please stop. Ah! But you got to grab it, don't you? You've got to grab each and every moment and say, I love today. I love it. Thank you, God, for today. Maybe you woke up this morning and you're like, you know what? What a bummer time I'm having. My brethren, man, just, you know, go outside, take a little walk, start counting your blessings of what you do have, start reminiscing about the goodness of God, take in this beautiful air, and you ask God to download you. In fact, this whole teaching this week is called Be Not Weary. So I'm going to go into some things I do to be not weary, but it can happen. And I ended yesterday's broadcast saying one of the first things I do when I start sensing, wow, I'm getting a little discouraged here, I surrender. I do. You say, what, does that mean you give up your faith? No, I don't give up my faith. I'm surrendering my expectations. You know what I even do, brethren? Sometimes my physical energy, sometimes I feel like gets a little whacked. It's a little clue to me, Anna, you're probably doing a lot in your own strength. Get it out of there. Get God's strength in there. You got to do this thing supernatural, not natural. All those little things start triggering things for me, like you better surrender. You better chill it out. So what I find I do is I'll either get in my car or I'll take a walk and I just start saying to God, literally, I say, God, I surrender this. I just surrender. My faith, in fact, it's not lack of faith. I just feel like my faith gets even stronger because then I, like Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. I'm forced to put it over onto God. I'm forced to say, you are God, I'm not. And then in that next moment or hour or rest of the day or rest of the week, it's as if I've gotten correctly aligned again. And then God will start downloading me anew. He'll start showing me, you got a little off over here, and it starts zapping you of your strength. Stop that, and he'll correctly align me, and I just get this fresh dosage once again to get back out there. But in Be Not Weary, we're out of Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in doing well, because there's a due season coming. And if you're going to reap during that season if you don't faint. Now, due season, brethren, there's two New Testament words for the word time. We're talking about due season. Don't get weary. There's a time coming for you. Chronos and Kairos. Chronos is that general process of time, chronological order. I've plowed, I'm standing, I'm believing, I'm praying, and you do it again. You plow, you dig, you stand, you believe, you pray. Chronological order, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just a sequence of events. And sometimes it can get so monotonous, and it can get very, here we go, weary, discouraging when you don't see anything in the natural happening. But how many of you know we are supposed to be supernatural? Here's what's happening. Those are all leading up to what's called a Kairos time. That's the opportune time, the strategic time, or the now time. Now listen to this important point. God will transform your Chronos, your everyday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, into the Kairos. So it's very important what you do during the normal, everyday life, because it's leading you somewhere. You keep being faithful, you keep doing due diligence, and it's going to lead you to a Kairos moment, a Kairos day, an appointed season of your life. In the meantime, extract everything you can of the everyday, because those are priceless. You'll never get them back. God can visit you in the most wonderful of ways in the everyday. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.